USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Newly announced Democratic White House hopeful Joe Biden was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania for a Monday rally, his first big campaign event since he announced his run a few days ago. Speaking to the crowd yesterday, he promised he would protect and improve Obamacare.
We have to stop this administration's effort to gut it first, and then we have to move on and finish the job and make health care a right. Health care is a right, not a privilege.
ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is appearing in his first video in nearly 5 years. It shows him praising the group that he says is responsible for the series of attacks on Sri Lankan churches and hotels on Easter Sunday. If the video is authentic, it would be the first one from Baghdadi since July of 2014. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Former Vice President Joe Biden's first presidential campaign rally was held Monday at a union hall in Pittsburgh.
It's well past time that the minimum wage nationally be a minimum of $15. Time to start rewarding work over wealth. The first step is reverse President Trump's tax cut for the very wealthy and corporations. We need to eliminate these special tax breaks from the tax code that rewards special interests.
Biden plans campaign stops in Iowa the next couple of days. Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee Jerry Nadler is threatening to subpoena Attorney General William Barr if he doesn't show up for a scheduled hearing later this week. Nadler tells CNN he'll do all within his power to compel Barr to attend. Barr is sparring with a Democrat-led committee over the format of the planned questioning. A tourist helicopter crashed Monday in Kailua, a suburb of Honolulu, killing all three people on board. Witnesses say fire and helicopter parts rained down from the sky, just missing some motorists. Circumstances of the crash were unknown. This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, use my promo code USA.
The man behind the terror plot in Southern California has now been identified. The Justice Department says Mark Stephen Domingo, a military veteran who converted to Islam and had several specific targets that included Jewish people, churches, and law enforcement. The LAPD and FBI say Domingo received what he believed to be pressure cooker bombs from undercover agents, and he wanted to use nails in the bombs to maximize human casualties. Domingo allegedly said America needs another Vegas event. He is accused of planning the bombings as revenge for the recent attacks on mosques in New Zealand. A Florida judge is sealing the videos that allegedly show New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft and other men receiving sex services at a spa in Florida. The judge ruling the videos pose what he calls a serious and imminent threat to the administration of justice. Kraft and 24 other men are accused of soliciting prostitution at that massage parlor in the town of Jupiter on Florida's southeast coast. There's a list of conditions that would allow for the release of the videos. They include when the charges are dropped, when plea deals are reached, or when juries are sworn in each case. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.